Australian Jock Polfremen's been freed from a Bulgarian jail cell for the first time in 12 years, but the 33-year-old's not confident that he'll be allowed to remain free. His passport's been confiscated and he's now awaiting the outcome of an unprecedented request to Bulgaria's highest court to have him thrown back in prison and his case reopened. Just hours after he was released from an immigration detention facility outside Sofia, Polfremen spoke exclusively with our Europe correspondent, Linton Besser.
The laws are clear that they shouldn't send my case back to be reviewed.
Last year, the Helsinki Committee released a major report condemning Bulgaria's criminal justice system as plagued by corruption and centralised control, including the power of the Prosecutor General to have certain judges dismissed. Jock Polfremen believes it's even worse than that.
The way that the prosecutors work in Bulgaria, the way that they control judges and politicians and other people, is they find dirt on people. I mean, what type of dirt does the head prosecutor have on these judges who are ruling this extremely important case?
Whatever attention Polfremen's original case garnered, the fiasco surrounding his parole has shone a light on the nature of Bulgaria's criminal justice regime.
It's just history repeating. And people are saying this request that the head prosecutor has given is not legal, it's not correct. So if the head prosecutor is not doing his job now, did they do their jobs 12 years ago?
Polfremen says that if he is returned to prison, no judge will ever have the fortitude to free him on parole again. Locked away for more than a decade, Jock Polfremen remains resolute about his decision 12 years ago to step in to protect a Roma man being attacked in downtown Sofia.
Because a couple of months before my fight with these neo-Nazis, there were a couple of murders whereby neo-Nazis had beaten Roma to death. And so on that night in December 2007, I clearly understood what the situation was, and I wasn't going to allow a murder to happen in front of me, you know? I wasn't going to allow these guys to beat this guy to death.
After the mob turned on Polfremen, his decision to bring out a knife changed the course of his life. He stabbed and killed a local student whose father was a highly influential former politician.
Your first year of prison, you go back through every choice you made and you go over and over and over again and again and again. And I mean, it's not just a question of should I have carried the knife or would things have been different if I had carried the knife? I mean, if I didn't have the knife, would I have even gone there in the first place to have helped the Roma? I would have been more afraid for my life in that situation.
Convicted of murder and unsuccessful on appeal, Polfremen dedicated his time in prison to improving the lives of prisoners around him. In recognition of this good conduct, a month ago, Polfremen was suddenly granted parole by an appeals court.
And that was what really hit me, that they weren't just giving me parole. They were giving me complete freedom. The remainder of my sentence was completely suspended.
And if he is granted his freedom in several weeks, he's not too worried about the years he's missed.
I'm 33. Next month, I'm 34. Basically, none of my mates are married. They don't have their own houses. Everybody's renting. Really, I don't feel like I've missed much.
This is Linton Besser in Sofia, reporting for AM.